interference of God's activities is absolutely impossible. Why? Because there's only one power. What is power? Power is a measurement of performance. Performance is a measurement of creative activity combined with infinite capacity, infinite capability, infinite functionality, infinite facility, and those various features are combined with the absolute infinite intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. And the fact that there is only one, and that is the divine infinite mind that includes these qualities, features, attributes, and puts them all together to bring about performance, which is then measured as power. And since there is not a single limit to anything that relates to the one and only infinite mind, then there is no opposition, no competition. There is no other. There is no possibility as an existence which includes malpractice. For malpractice means bad thinking, bad thoughts, bad speech, bad action. But since God is the only action, and God is spirit, spirit is the only substance, spirit is flawless, and therefore transparent, and therefore reflective. So the only substance that can exist is that which is reflected from God. So intelligence, wisdom, knowing, capacity, capability, functionality, creative activity, all of this combining to be performance, is perfect. Mal means bad. Bad is the opposite of perfection. So the only reality is perfect. The only existence is perfect. There is no other. No competition or opposition to reality. The dissemination of truth, the communication which enables perfect receipt of the communication, is without flaw, because as noted, the only substance is spirit, and spirit is flawless. 2 times 3 never equals anything but 6. Nothing less, nothing more. Truth always is true. Nothing less. And of course, truth is infinite. So there can't be anything equal to it or greater than it. There can't be any competition or opposition to it. Any supposed belief that is opposition or competition with truth is merely a facade. It is an imagination. It is fake, without reality, without existence. God is the only communicator, and God communicates truth. There's only one action, and that's the action of God, and that is perfect, flawless action, because as noted, the only substance is spirit, which is flawless. There is no power except the perfect, flawless power of God, which is all spirit-based. There absolutely cannot be any interference with the execution of any good activity. Spirit means good, which is the opposite of anything less than 100% perfect. Anything that is less than 100% flawless cannot exist. Imperfection has no foundation. It has nothing that can create it. It can have nothing that could sustain a suggestion or create a suggestion that even brings forth a belief. God is fact. The fact, the only fact. God is infinite, so there is nothing that can interfere with the infinitude of the fact that is God. Everything real is fact, and every fact is of the substance of spirit, which is flawless, which means that it is not subject to anything less than 100% perfect. That means it is joyful. It is wholesome. There is not a single interruption in perfection. A moment is defined as the smallest measurement of time. And of course, in science, it is clear that the only time that exists is now, which means there is no time. Time is a measurement of activity versus space. There is no space. Space means an absence of something. Time means a measurement of the absence. There is no measurement of anything that is unreal. For the only thing that exists is reality, and it is without space. Because the qualities of God totally fill all existence. There's no vacuum. There's no absence. There's nothing that can bring forth anything that can compete or oppose the absolute wholeness of existence. Wholeness, complete wholeness. It is all encompassing and without limit. Infinite progression is concrete being. Infinite. There is no other existence. There is nothing but God. God is all. Amen.